Hello and welcome back to An Abundance of Not. I'm your host, Garrett, joined by Brad and Wade.
Hello, yo. I'm Brad.
Okay, hi Brad, I'm Wade.
Hi,
there
hi
we Wade. Go. It is July 8th, post-July 4th weekend.
Which is only significant if you're in the United States.
Say that again?
I said, which is only significant if you were in the United States.
This is true. Great Britain can celebrate, you know, happy treason, ungrateful colonist day.
Very true.
I mean, you know, that could be a thing.
I saw Japan actually had fireworks for some reason. I don't know why.
Because we told them to.
Because when we bombed the hell out of them in Pearl, we said on July 4th, you're going to light fireworks. And it happened. And so it was written.
There you go, people.
Did you have a good 4th, Brad?
I did have a good 4th, yes. Actually, we had a good entire weekend. It was productive. So with the 4th falling on a Saturday, we got a long weekend. Friday was a holiday in lieu. So continue working on the house. We small rant here, actually. So we finally took down the wallpaper in the master bathroom and the kitchen.
Okay.
And I would like to make an appeal to the executive and legislative bodies of this great country.
Because it was lime green underneath.
No, it was not. But seriously, wallpaper should be illegal.
I agree.
Yep.
That stuff is a pain in the ass.
Holy cow. So, yeah.
When you spray it with water, even if you get that little silly roller thing with the teeth to score it, it really doesn't help.
Well, it did help. We scored it, which was no small undertaking for the kitchen because that was floor-to-ceiling wallpaper. At least in the master bathroom, it was just a border. But the kitchen was completely wallpapered. So we did do the scoring, and we found a recipe online for homemade wallpaper removal solution, which admittedly worked fairly well. We soaked it and let it sit for a few minutes, and a lot of it peeled off, but, you know, you're gluing paper to the walls, so your mileage may vary. There were parts that were stuck really, really well.
Industrial grade?
Yeah, where, you know, I ended up gouging into the sheetrock, and I had to go back with sheetrock paste later and fill it in, and it's just nasty. Don't do it.
Yeah. Wallpaper's bad.
Which then okay. You celebrated your victory with fireworks, so it worked out.
We actually didn't this year. We sat out of the competition. However, from our backyard, we could see 12 of our neighbors that were launching. So we built a little fire in the fire pit out the back and set up lawn chairs and cooked hot dogs over the fire and watched the neighbors go to town. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Brad lives in the glorious state of Indiana, to which you can buy fireworks year-round, and if you're outside of the greater Indianapolis area, you can fire them at select times.
On select days.
And when I'm in town, it's not those days, and that didn't stop us.
They knew you were coming. They're like, we had to cut this off.
No, the cop waited until we were done.
If you're outside the city limits, you can shoot them year-round. If you're inside the city limits, then you're restricted. But we didn't know that until after we'd launched them, and the police showed up.
In the cop's defense, we were not cited. And I'm pretty sure he waited until we were done before he turned the corner.
It looked that way, yes.
He's making it.
It was very kind of him.
How many were going off?
No, he let us have our fun and just said, hey, by the way, you need to
do that anymore.
Know where you can and cannot proceed.
Yep. Funny you should mention that. We were just done.
Hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we got this guy out from California. He doesn't get to throw
them
off.
Don't know what fireworks are.
So it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, we were introducing him to the great Midwest.
Just don't do it again. You guys, he knows what it is now.
So speaking of, will your potential new destination have the same sort of lax policy?
So where we're moving to has only recently allowed major fireworks. Up until this year, I believe it was. They only allowed, and by only allowed, I mean they only allowed, not that that was all people did. But they only allowed small, like, smokers and, you know, poppers, little stuff, smoke bombs.
Non-projectile pyrotechnics.
Pretty much.
That's probably the accurate word for it, too.
Non-projectile pyrotechnics.
Projectile pyrotechnics. Yep.
That was a mouthful. Anyway, I believe it was this year the law was expanded to allow pyrotechnics with lift charges such as mortars and canisters, so...
Going to war? Mortars and canisters, yep.
Check.
Brilliant.
That's what they're called. That's the technical term for them.
I know, it's just like, fire at the neighbors! Use the canisters!
I've got 3 racks of mortars. Are you ready downrange?
What are they going to call the next one? Grenades? Jeez.
Well, you can get those too. Anyway, so the exact details are still to be worked out, but we're hoping that next year we will be able to put on a show at our new location at the Southern Studios.
The Southeast Studio. Southeast yes. Headquarters.
That's right.
So we hope our listeners had a good 4th. Clearly there's a few stories in the news of people that didn't, who decided firing a mortar projectile off of their head is a good idea.
Okay, so we're going to take a little moment here and say things that shouldn't need to be said.
Well, apparently they do need to be said because...
Public service happened. Announcement.
Because common sense is no longer common.
Yes. Public service announcement. When you buy fireworks of any kind, they come with warning labels on them. Read and understand the warning labels, because they're serious. These are not toys. They are a lot of fun, but they are not toys. These are dangerous. They can be deadly. Don't be stupid.
Okay, 2 things. Let's take the warning labels off everything and like and just weed out the stupidity. Let's just do that.
I'm totally fine with that.
And why are we so concerned with looking for intelligent life on other planets when there's clearly lack of it here?
Well, because we're trying to find salvation. That's one of my theories for why we haven't been contacted by aliens, is they take one look and go, oh, no. We don't want to talk to them.
Sir, they're apparently fighting over which one of their deities is most peaceful.
We'll come back in 1,000 years. That was good
right there.
Oh, God. Anyway.
So, our weekend started off with, like yourself, a long,
with a
long
bang.
Weekend. The 3rd being an observed holiday in the corporate world. And with our long-winded discussion about vaping last week, Wade couldn't contain himself any longer, and as I speak, he is emitting fog from his mouth. And he has picked up a vape. I'm going to say it's a vape pen. It's a little step up from one I have, but Wade, tell us about your vaping experience.
It's nice. I mean,
that was profound right there.
Yeah,
that was
profound. I mean, it's quite amazing, even if you look up what people can do with the smoke itself. I mean, right now, Garrett is pouring smoke out of a bottle because that's how the smoke works.
I am. It's amazing.
Well, it's heavier than air, so it's pourable.
Yeah.
But then dissipates quickly, so you don't have a lot of time to really sit in awe.
It's actually like sitting on the desk right now. It's quite cool. Anyway.
It is.
We have there's a shop just right down the street of where we live here. And, you know, they were very helpful people. This then, Garrett, mine is a step up from Garrett's. Nice little kind of, I don't know, what do you call it, a vent? opening?
It's an adjustable airflow vape pen is probably how I would do it. It's not quite a mod, as we discussed last week, but it's a step up from the entry-level vape pen that I am using.
I'm kind of wanting to find stronger flavors, but apparently you'd have to go into the realm of nicotine for, which I'm not really...
No, I don't think the nicotine is going to affect the potency of the flavor, but it gives you kind of a kick in the back of your neck, in the back of your throat, when you inhale the nicotine or you take a hit from nicotine. There's definitely a different feel to nicotine e-fluids and non-nicotine.
Taste.
So you just got to play with different tastes. Now, different tanks and different what are called atomizers, the unit that vaporizes the liquid. Yeah. Different versions of that, different resistances may provide more flavor as they are more efficient in converting the liquid to a vapor. You could try looking into some of those.
And apparently our shop has over 250 flavors to choose from.
They have quite a number of flavors. They have five of their own, which are the ones that we're playing with right now. But they have a multitude of other options, which is pretty cool.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yes.
And you think we're kidding. We're not.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, there's Cracker Jack flavors, there's peanut butter, Cap'n Crunch peanut butter. Remember that old cereal?
Oh, God, I'm going to have to pick some of that up.
Okay, but this is where the argument comes in that they are appealing to children. No, they're not. Guess what? I still like good tasting stuff.
Sure, but so do kids.
Oh, yeah.
I see where they're getting their information and their ammunition from.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily wrong, but at the same time.
Well, you can get what we get, the ones without nicotine, so,
But the point is, they taste like candy.
Three out of the, five ones were, of the chemicals in the vape liquid are safe for human consumption as approved by the USDA, so.
I'm pretty sure they're not regulated yet. And so the chemicals within them are across the board.
Yeah, the individual chemicals may be, but the FDA is still trying to figure out how they're going to deal with these.
Yep. And it's important to differentiate between consumption and inhalation.
Mm-hmm.
Something can be safe for a human to swallow it and process it through digestion. Doesn't mean it's great for the lungs.
Well, guess what?
As Wade puffs once again, which is fine. But then Saturday, we got tickets to pretty much every city in the local area does a fireworks display. And in the city of Irvine, it's put on by the Irvine Police Department, or their association, which is a private PD, so to speak. It's not a county thing. And they do it at a local high school. They had a kind of a jazz blues band playing, some lunch trucks. It was cool. It was fun. Definitely would go to it because it's free. Wouldn't pay to go, as it would have cost us probably close to $100 overall to get in and buying the food and whatnot in house.
Oh, yeah. This is
so
family.
We had a better fireworks display than most of them put on.
This one was pretty well done.
Okay.
Because it's funded by more or less the city of Irvine and not somebody in their backyard. Okay. I'd love to get one of those little analog counters and count how many fireworks are actually in a professional display. So, yeah, we did that Saturday. Sunday was a prep day for us. We got new windows put in Monday, and we had to make sure there was plenty of room for the installers to work. So now we have nice, fresh new windows, dual pane, white vinyl trim.
Energy efficient.
Yes.
Yay.
So moving up in the world.
Big now kid. We don't hear the neighbors partying from down the street.
Yep. That's the hope.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, especially since they're doing it till midnight. So kind of sucks. But with that, I think we'll jump into movies. We have three movies to talk about really this week coming out. And for most of us, really only one. And that movie, high on Brad's list, is the one, the only, Minions.
Oh, yeah.
Rated at 70%.
What?
I'm sorry losers. To say. Rotten Tomatoes says 70%.
Losers.
It is PG, obvious.
That's what happens when you send critics with no sense of humor to see a fun film.
Why don't you go see it and get back to us?
Going to. Thank you.
We have the vocal talents of Sandra Bullock, John Hamm, and Michael Keaton. Story begins at the dawn of time with single-celled yellow organisms. Minions have evolved through the ages, perpetually serving the most despicable of masters, continuously unsuccessful at keeping these masters. From T-Rex to Napoleon to Dracula, the Minions find themselves without someone to serve and fall into deep depression. But one Minion named Kevin has a plan. He has a plan. And he, alongside teenage rebel Stuart and lovable little Bob, ventures out into the world to find a new evil boss for his brethren to follow. The trio embark upon a thrilling journey that ultimately leads them to their next potential master, Scarlet Overkill, the world's first ever female supervillain. They travel from frigid Antarctica to 1960s New York City, ending in Maud, London, where they must face their biggest challenge to date, saving all minion kind from annihilation.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun. Every time I hear that now, I see the Groods with a little sloth belt. And he goes, dun, dun, dun.
Exactly where I got it from.
Every time I hear it, that's what I see. A little freaking sloth. Number two coming out this week with a very poor critic rating. I'm very not pleased. A title, Selfless. Rated PG-13 with the acting prowess of Ben Kingsley and Ryan Reynolds. This is a provocative psychological sci-fi thriller. Ooh. An extremely wealthy man dying from cancer undergoes a radical medical procedure that transfers his consciousness into the body of a healthy young man. But all is not as it seems when he starts to uncover the mystery of the body's origin and the secret organization that will kill to protect its cause.
Dun, dun, dun. Maybe that is it.
I had to, we should find that clip. That'd be great. I had high hopes for this because, I mean, how do you not like Ben Kingsley and Ryan Reynolds? But at 24%, I'm put off quite a bit.
Well, so that's we'll not good.
I don't have the kid this weekend, so strong likelihood that I might just pull myself over to see it. I am off the next 2 days. So maybe Friday morning viewing where no one's in the theaters.
Joik.
Just saying.
Well, Friday I can do that. So,
Maybe a double feature. We could just meander into Terminator. Just because.
I think I'd be more inclined Minions. For the next one.
The next one. Minions?
The next movie.
Oh, the next movie. Well, maybe we part ways at that point. Number three in our list this week is The Gallows. Not currently rated on Rotten Tomatoes. It is rated R. If you haven't seen the trailers, it is a horror flick. 20 years after a deadly freak accident at a high school play, a misguided attempt to restage the play and honor the student proves that some things are better left in the past.
Perfect summary for a horror movie.
Give me just enough to get interested without revealing the entire plot.
Somebody die. Oh, sorry.
Where it's like, oh, well, when five kids, Sam, Sue, Tam, John, and Phil, all died doing like this, and now when this thing ends, it's like, dude, stop. It's when you're going to every detail in the summary, and I've said this again and again, it completely kills the movie.
You know? It takes away the mystery.
As I said again and again and again, mankind fears what it doesn't know.
And we know nothing.
Jon Snow.
In the box office this week, Inside Out takes the lead at 29.8 million.
Oh, yeah.
Jurassic World at number two at 29.2 million.
You okay over there?
Oh, yeah.
Terminator Genesis number three at 27 flat. And Magic Mike XXL, Brad's favorite,
yep.
At 12.9 million.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Is there something you want to share?
He's got to go get the massage oil.
All time worldwide, Jurassic World is now sitting at $1.392 billion.
Drink. I would say, nope, screw it. We're changing that. Puff.
Oh, there you go.
that puts it at number five.
Of all time?
Of all time. Mm-hmm.
Behind?
Number one is Avatar.
Oh, really?
Okay. Really, really. Number two, Titanic. Number three, Marvel's The Avengers.
Number one?
Number one is Avatar.
No. Oh. The first Avengers.
Yes.
Sounds like it. Okay.
Yes.
Surprising.
And number five or number four is Furious 7.
Furious 7. That's right. I think a big part of Furious 7 was the Paul Walker factor.
I agree with you.
I'm surprised Titanic is still held on to number two after this long.
Mm.
I mean, that movie came out when? Interns?
1997.
Yes, that movie's been out for, I mean, we're almost at 20 years. 17 uh-huh. years.
Uh-huh.
18 years. That's math for you. 18 years.
Worldwide gross, $2.186 billion.
Holy hell. That's another puff, by the way.
Okay. Brad, trivia question. Opinion, convey it.
The Goonies. Wait, no, sorry.
No. Will Star Wars, quote unquote, episode 7 tilt the pendulum?
Dude, that's going to be a freaking crazy week.
But just notice, though, of that movie. None of the top fives were Star Wars, though.
Correct.
Will Star Wars Episode 7 throw it up on the podium?
The closest Star Wars, the highest ranking Star Wars, comes in at number 19.
And that particular movie was?
Episode 1, The Phantom That's Menace.
What I thought it would be.
Yeah, and it's just barely over a billion.
Wow.
1.027.
Wow. Well, let's see what the new one does. So I think that does it for movies. We'll jump into the news.
It's news time already?
We're only 23 minutes in, so sure.
Oh, we're early. So this week in the news, a little bit of a mixed blessing. I don't know if you guys remember back to the Christmas holiday season.
No, I blocked it out.
Oh, yeah. The credit card bills keep reminding me.
Yes, sure.
When all the good little boys and little girls were so excited on Christmas morning as they unboxed their brand new Xbox Ones and PlayStation 4s, only to find out some really, really nasty packing group took down PlayStation Network and Xbox
packing?
Live.
Packing.
I heard packing. I was like,
you
wow.
would.
They sent all the kids packing.
Yep.
Wah, wah.
So, justice has finally been served.
Oh, really?
They found out who the hacking group was.
Okay.
And they
this
found
like
out
the Lizard Squad?
This was the Lizard Squad.
Ah, nice memory.
Yeah, and they found out who the ringleader of this particular operation was. Turns out it's a 17-year-old. So their name is not being released as they are still a minor.
That's correct.
However, they have been tried and convicted and sentenced by a court in Finland to 50,700 offenses.
Holy crap.
Damn.
Yeah. that's the good news.
I was going to say, is there more? Because that was
let me just leave that hanging for a minute. Yeah,
seriously.
17-year-old just got convicted of 50,700 counts. He has been sentenced to 2 years suspended.
From
any electronic
suspended
device?
No, suspended sentence. So he's been given 2 years in jail, but he's not going to have to serve it.
Good for him?
Wait, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Crime with no punishment.
So
convicted, but as a minor, to be pulled off his record in a year. Interesting.
After the verdict and sentencing was announced, the Lizard Squad's Twitter account fired up and essentially rubbed it in. Got a suspended sentence for 2 years, zero time spent in prison. Basically, he'll be monitored for 2 years by local police. Gotta love Finland. The final message was, all the people that said we would rot in prison don't want to comprehend what we've been saying since the beginning. We have free passes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I really just have no thoughts on that. I mean, if you want to hack, be prosecuted in Finland, apparently.
Apparently. Well, I'm sure being a minor played into this, but again, it seems like there's no consequences for actions.
So has he been offered a job at Sony to make sure that it doesn't happen again, or a job by Sony to hack Xbox to bring Xbox Network down on a regular basis?
Well, that would be more to the point. I mean, Sony's been told plenty of times what's wrong with their network, and they don't care, so.
Yeah, until someone does something and, they still don't care.
Yeah, exactly. They've had something done before, and they didn't care to fix it, and then they got broken into this last time, and they, yeah, anyway.
Nice. Wade, you've got one we can kind of tag team.
Oh, you want to go to that one?
No, we don't have to. You can go to the other one. We can leave the suspense. We can bait the crowd and just leave it hanging there for a bit. Chum the waters, so to speak, since it
coming
is Shark
up after
Week.
The break.
And the break's over.
All right. And we're back. Thanks for staying with us here on An Abundance of Not.
That's right.
And that was for our YouTube show. No, kidding. We don't have that.
But first, a word from our sponsors.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So the one Gare was referring to is RoboFights. Now, this isn't like your Big Hero 6 robot fights.
And this is not BattleBots, which you can see on ABC's...
Which is coming back.
It's the third week in. Where have you been?
Not watching it.
Clearly. You're missing out. They're down to the final 16.
Nice-ish.
It's getting good. Just saying.
Nope. This is country versus country, 50-foot-tall mechanical metal monsters.
They're not 50. They're like 15.
Okay.
It's a big damn difference.
Country versus country. Either way.
15-feet-tall mechanical metal monsters. They're happy.
Much more happy. This is by two groups, Megabots, founded by... it's an American company versus, I'm going to butcher this because it's Japanese.
Oh, God, yeah.
Sui Dobashi Heavy Industries.
Had me convinced.
Yes, thank you. The Japanese company's bot has been given the name of... What is it? Damn it. Notes. Find me. Come here. Oh, there it is. Kuratas. Kuratas, and it is a 9,000-pound
holy
robot.
Crap.
Yes. Set. The BattleBots on ABC are a 250-pound weight limit. See? Whereas the American bot is tipping the scales at 12,000 pounds.
And now where the fighting comes in, the guys over at Megabots offer this solution. You have I'm not going to say the damn name, the Heavy Industries. You have a giant robot. We have a giant robot. You know what needs to happen.
They need to meet each other.
Yes. And that was done on a YouTube video by Megabots. The Japanese company replied via YouTube message, accepting the challenge. The Megabots Corporation company, whatever, recommended the fight happen within a year's time. But they are not very confident in their Mark One, hoping that the Mark II bot that they are building can...
We'll
be ready in time and can beat the Japanese bot. Now, Japan had some choice words to say about this. They said, "We cannot let another country win this. Giant robots are Japanese culture." That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Anime fantasies are coming true.
Get ready for Mobile Suit Gundam.
So, the Megabots vehicle... They are all piloted by people, so they are not RC.
Yep, they are completely piloted.
Locally piloted. The Megabots vehicle has the ability to launch massive paintballs, but the Japanese company upped the challenge when they said the fight should include melee combat.
Yeah. Sorry. well, that makes sense, you know.
Yes, I agree. The two companies are currently working on the logistics to put this together. Megabot's founder said, however, in reply to the melee challenge, that if you're getting into a giant robot, why would you use knives?
Wait, is he upping it again?
No, but he's saying, like, I'm in a giant robot, why would I melee fight? Like,
right.
Well, that's giant if you're
freaking robot
on a planet with giant lizards.
Giant gun.
In case you didn't realize, that was an Avatar reference.
That's right. So some are saying that this could be the future of spectator sports, and Megabot CEO says this is what they want, for people to get excited and require this to be a sport. You have anything more to add to that, Rick?
I just think it's going to be more than a sport. You think the military isn't going to get on to this? Come on.
That's plausible. I've seen a lot of things, though, on military, not necessarily documentaries, but maybe conspiracy theories that spending the money to build something like this and be usable is just, we'd rather sacrifice lives than spend the money. Just
pretty lives are cheap.
Scary. Can always get more people.
Goes back to the Batman reference.
Of?
The suit that he wears in the most recent film, or and is it trilogy? How far is that film?
Trilogy.
The trilogy of films. The first suit that he's wearing, it's too much money. The military
rejected it, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You are correct.
Human lives are cheaper.
Yep. Which is sad.
Fighting robots are coming.
Yeah, buddy.
This is going to be the point where they find a way to easily mass produce them. Then they'll do it.
I don't see this becoming a sport easily, though. I think it will be entertainment. No doubt about that. But to become a true sport... I mean, look at how many people are involved in esports, and that still hasn't achieved any kind of legitimacy.
Sure.
Despite it being watched by more people than
the World Series. Exactly. So, you know, it takes more than just spectators willing to watch.
I understand. I have something for you to visualize.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Two robots fight now.
Two robots fighting. But instead of scrap metal, you see on the arm, Target, Verizon, Shell,
sure,
Exxon Mobil,
Exxon, Viagra.
That's got a hidden weapon.
If you, well played.
Did that knife just get bigger?
Yeah. Imagine corporate sponsorships. Imagine robot fighting meets NASCAR.
Okay, but even corporate sponsorships does not a sport make.
No, there's but it brings the funding.
Oh, yeah. But they're, okay, but listen to my point, though. You have corporate sponsorships and funding in esports, and it's still not mainstream. You need a critical mass, and there has to be somebody to represent the players. And this is the big thing with esports right now that's coming out, is it's still all inside stuff, you know? There's nobody representing the players. There's a reason. Love them or loathe them. There's a reason why there's a football players association and a, you know, the basketball players association. There has to be somebody to represent the people that do the job.
Sure.
Because if not, it's all run by the corporations for the corporation's own benefit. And that's where we're at in esports right now. It's all about the corporations, and there's nobody protecting the rights of the players. And that's what we would need for it to become a real, true sport. And that's what this would need as well.
Because of the politics.
Because of the politics. And think about this. We're talking about how big? 8,000 pounds?
9 to 12 at the moment.
Yeah, 9 to 12,000 pound machines with drivers.
Yes.
Slugging it out. Where's the safety rules?
Well, you've got to set up an area in the Utah dry lake bed or Utah salt flats.
Yes.
You'd have to have some sort of netting and barrier so that when there are projectiles, the live studio, quote unquote, audience is protected. And then you get some helicopter coverage or drone coverage, and you televise the hell out of it on pay-per-view.
Okay, but we were just talking before the show about how... No, we were talking just on the show, how common sense is not common.
Well, we don't let everyone participate who wants to participate. There's got to be...
I understand that.
You know, I mean, you could put some of the firework rednecks in the pit with the robots, and if they make it out alive, great. They could be like rodeo clowns.
Fine. Safety procedures cost money.
That's fine. Just need listen. We'll get our QA department at work to draft something up. It won't be. It's fine.
My point is, safety and all of this kind of stuff costs money, costs time, and if there's nobody compelling these corporations to think of these things, then they won't.
So you just did. Figure yes. it out. Let's make some money.
No kidding. Robot Fighters Association. Robot Fighter Drivers Association.
What's
patent pending.
What's the guy saying that goes like, let's get ready to rumble?
hey, WWE. Crap. Now we got to blank that part out.
Yep.
In this corner, redacted. We have Noisy Boy. But I mean, come on, it's still awesome.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah,
we need to figure out how to make this work.
Let's go buy some land out in the middle of nowhere.
I'm not saying let's not do it. I'm saying let's do it safely.
That's right. Could you imagine though televised, commercially sponsored 15-foot robots? I mean, think of the paint jobs. Awesome.
Anime come to life.
That's right. Very good.
God, could you imagine it?
Brad, we're kicking it back over to you.
I want one.
Now available. No. So, Chicago has announced that they are planning to do a Netflix tax.
What?
Apparently, well, a Netflix tax. It will be a digital entertainment tax. Will be charged for the privilege to witness, view, or participate in digital entertainment, according to the Chicago Tribune. And they will start to collect it on September 1st.
What?
It will be a 9% tax on top of Netflix and Spotify and similar type subscriptions that they will then have to remit to the city of Chicago.
So the companies that have this service, YouTube, Spotify, etc., have to now cross-reference their customers with their location. I mean, I'm sure they're doing that already.
Well, they've got credit card billing.
Then have to increase the price on people in certain locations by 9% and have to pay a tax to the city.
Correct.
Why does this sound like a violation of net neutrality?
It kind of sounds that way, except it's not.
And why is it not?
So for it to be a violation of net neutrality, the additional charge would have to come from the carrier. ISP. Yes. So the carrier is not charging you for the traffic. The city,
so they just lobbied with the city to have the city do it.
Okay, but in theory, unless we can prove corruption, which it's Chicago. Anyway, sorry.
Could be worse. It could be Detroit.
Right.
So, oops.
Very true. You know, there's no kickbacks to the ISPs on this. This is going straight into the city coffers.
That we know of.
That we know of. It's expected to net the city of Chicago $12 million a year. In additional taxes.
Until everyone in Chicago cancels their subscription and piggybacks on someone who lives outside of Chicago.
Very true.
And then it does Chicago no good whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Not that everybody will cancel, but people decide to, let's round up and say a 10% increase, 70 cents, 80 cents on the bill. And it's not that much money, really, in the grand scheme of things, but there's a moral factor to this, I think.
Right. So they're going to be taxing you for something that the city has no hand in supplying and has no costs in supplying, right?
Correct.
I mean, think of the costs involved in me consuming entertainment from Netflix, right? So the movie has to be made. Yep. Well, the studio pays fees and taxes on wherever they film.
Yes.
Okay, so that's not my problem. licensing rights for the film, okay, that comes from Netflix. That's rolled into my fees already.
Yes.
So what do I use to watch this movie? Well, I need electricity, which I'm already paying for. I need internet connection, which I'm already paying for. None of which involve the city.
Unless there are data hubs within Chicago for these services, which I highly doubt.
Well, okay, but even if there are, let's say Netflix has a regional data center in Chicago City. They're paying property tax. They're paying electricity. They're paying
rent, et cetera, internet, et cetera.
Exactly. So this is a tax on top of all the other taxes.
So aside from Chicago having to, quote unquote, subpoena billing records from Netflix, how do they know if you have a Netflix account or a Spotify account?
Well, it will be enforced by Netflix.
So this is already totally agreed upon by Netflix.
Well, no, Netflix doesn't have to agree to it. They just have to do it. If you want customers, so Netflix will have to keep track of which customers are in the Chicago billing area and charge them this additional tax that they will then have to remit to the city of Chicago.
Or say that they're not going to do it
and not serve any customers in Chicago. Yes. This is not unprecedented. California does the same thing with out-of-state online sales.
Sure, yes. But there's
if you buy something from Amazon, even if it's coming from out-of-state, you still have to pay California tax on it. You do. I don't.
Sure. That's true. So yeah, I'm trying to think of the implication here. I mean, I guess with one, there's tangible so to speak. Not every purchase online is a tangible
object. Right, but in theory, you're paying to have something shipped to you.
In theory. Which you're having involves a one-time transaction. It's a sale.
Yes.
And it is, therefore, subjected to sales tax. So Chicago is saying that your monthly bill to Netflix is a purchase transaction and viewing it as monthly independent purchases, so to speak.
Yes.
Interesting. Glad I don't live in Chicago.
Yeah, no kidding. At least when you order something from Amazon, speaking of, use our link when you order things from Amazon. Anyway, you know, they are using local resources, right? At some point, the delivery truck drives on local roads.
Yes.
At some point, there is physical interaction locally.
I mean, until they get their drones working.
Exactly.
I would really like to see them. How their drone was going to handle a 55-pound, a decently sized anvil.
Three drones. You saw Pacific Rim. How do you think they move those robots around? Multiple choppers. That's all I'm saying.
You need a combo shot for that prize, people.
Extra shipping costs involved. Multiple drone fee.
That's right. Six drones.
We got to use the 12 rotor to deliver that package. There's an upcharge. Thank you.
Release it and it'll be like an Acme reference.
Ping!
Just don't be standing under it.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm pretty sure Acme physics do not actually apply in the real world.
Yeah, you don't wander out of something all flat and be like... and put
pop
your,
yourself back out.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
So Chicago's next. Being greedy.
Chicago's being Chicago.
Fair enough. So you know when you were younger and you played video games and your parents told you to stop spending so much time doing that because you're wasting your life away?
Sure.
Theoretically, go with me on this. Come on.
Theoretically, yes.
So if I told you that someone who all they do professionally, with air quotes, is play games on YouTube that made, how many zeros are in million? Six zeros?
Yeah. Six zeros.
Collected a seven-figure paycheck last year.
Where do I sign?
YouTube.com. enroll in the ads deal. This particular individual is popularly known as PewDiePie, although the name looks more like PewDiePie. He has 37.7 million subscribers. He's the fourth most subscribed channel. Has 9 billion video views, which is the most of any account. He's uploaded thousands of videos. He's been on YouTube for 5 years, joined in 2010. He is a 25-year-old. Last year, he pulled in... the year before, he pulled in 4 million. And with his popularity, his subscriber base jumped by 10 million and puts him at a $7 million paycheck. Now, the news on this confirms two things. One, you can make crazy money through social media. And two, the community that watch others play video games is here
it's
to stay.
Huge.
Felix, a.k.a. PewDiePie, has said that money is a topic that I purposefully avoid. No kidding.
Yeah, no.
He said, I just want to make entertaining videos. It was never a career that I just quit college to pursue. It's just something that I just love to do. Here we are 5 years later, and it's exploded. Now, many of people have responded to this in anger, claiming that it's unfair that Felix is able to profit while sitting and essentially yelling at his computer screen. And it's true. He does. He does profit from doing just that. Felix responds with, "Listen, I have 9 billion video views. That translates to something." Felix doesn't dispute that he makes millions based on videos and social media. He also puts capital to good causes. He had a fundraiser that garnered $630,000 in donations.
For what?
Didn't say what that fundraiser or collective fundraisers was for. But listen, the guy's got more video hits than most TV stations. How do TV stations make their money?
Ads.
He's doing nothing different than them. He's just one person instead of a group.
So, first of all, congratulations and good on him. From what I've seen, I can't stand him. Obviously, I'm in the minority here, and that's fine.
I haven't given him an opportunity myself.
I really don't care for him.
Well, I've seen clips and went, not for me. But again, you know, individual taste. Obviously, there is an audience for this.
Clearly. 37.7 million of them.
As far as the whole, it's not fair, oh my goodness, could you sound more childish?
Couldn't agree more.
It's not fair. Well, you get tens of millions of people to watch your videos, and then you'll have the same.
Do something that's entertaining.
Exactly. It's not like he's doing, again, with the preface that I don't care for him at all.
Sure.
He is doing something that people find entertaining and being paid for it. He doesn't have any kind of exclusive on this.
Nope.
If you get the same views he has, you will get the same check he does.
Correct.
You know, it's not like he signed some secret deal with the devil on the back end of YouTube.
No, we don't know that.
Well, he might have. That's possible.
You're right. He might have. But, I mean, come on. It's not like YouTube has closed down and this is the only video available.
No. There are plenty of people
making... You guys submit videos all the time.
Yes, we do.
Now, obviously, we don't have the kind of views that he does.
Correct.
Yet.
Correct.
Yet. But, you know, it's not exclusive. We post videos. So, the it's not fair, seriously, shut up.
Correct. I agree.
Would I like it if we made that kind of money? Absolutely. But we don't have those views, so we don't make that money.
Sure.
You know?
We're clearly not doing something that appeals to a mass populace at the moment, or correct, simply haven't been found yet, and that's fine, you know?
Yep. We're getting views,
realize,
just not that many.
Realize your strengths, realize your weaknesses, improve on both, and collectively grow.
Now, it makes me wonder what his personal life is like.
I know that I scanned through his channel for the sake of this article. Sure. I was trying to find exactly how many videos he did have uploaded, but it doesn't really show you that easily. I do know that he has done some things with his significant other. His girlfriend has been involved in some of his videos.
So he does have a significant other.
He does have a significant other.
What girl wouldn't want to tie that down,
he,
by the way?
He appears to be a good-looking guy. You know, he's 25 years old, you know, give or take a year. So, I mean, he's got a lot going for him. He's been successful in this. Maybe this is something he pursues for the rest of his life. Maybe he takes his experiences and applies them elsewhere.
Well, heck, he could take this year's check and invest it and live off the interest.
He could.
Never have to work again.
He could. You know? And again, he made $4 million the year before. Now, I'm sure... If it hasn't been caught on by the government, although he is Swedish, I believe. I don't have it written here. I believe he's Swedish.
But from what we know of the back end of YouTube, it was taxed. He's not evading taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, there's nothing for the government to catch up to. He earned his money and he paid his taxes.
I wasn't sure if it was taxed on the front end or the back end. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
If it was like a 1099 where you have to submit your earnings and file your taxes yourself.
Okay. That's a fair point. And But even so, it's not hiding from the government. When you get a 1099, that also gets filed with the government. So yes. Even if you haven't paid your taxes yet, they know what you earned.
Agreed. Understood.
So, if he hasn't paid taxes up, dude.
Yeah, you are not doing yourself a favor.
Yeah, they're going to come for you.
Yeah, I mean, it blows me away that people are sitting here saying this is unfair, like we said. All he's done is created a mass populace of followers, and he's selling time on his videos for ads just like TV shows do.
Yep.
See a commercial? Guess what? That's an ad. Guess what? The broadcasting company made money on that because you sat and you watched through the ad. Now, whether the ad is good or not doesn't matter. That's up to the marketing of the company itself. But they paid that person or entity money to put that ad on. It's rumored that Super Bowl ad spots for 30 seconds run in the $1 million range.
They do.
For a single 30-second spot in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And how many times do we see the same commercial throughout the Super Bowl? Every break, almost.
Well, I mean, no, not during Super Bowl.
You see some a few times.
During Super Bowl, there are a couple that run a couple of times, but most of them are one-shot deals.
Okay. But the ones that you do see a few times, that's multiple million. And the ones correct. That are long, multiple million.
Oh, yeah.
So when you start, and when you got this many followers like he does, now you have negotiating power with some of the ads. He's not just making money on the little 30-second ads at the front of the movie, the video. He's also got contracts now with product to do product placement with his videos and do his own ads for these things or show the ads for that product per agreement. Because when you have that many followers, you have that many people that are exposed to you. That's what you do.
It's what I'd do.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'd do. That's what you do because that's smart business. I don't know if he's doing that or not. That's up to him. But when you've got 37 million people waiting for your next video, you're going to plug something and make some money on that plug.
I'm drinking crush soda.
Ooh. So sugar water with food coloring.
Hey, don't disparage our sponsors.
Sugar soda water with food coloring.
Oh, please, we're not any worse. We're making the flavored water into smoke and sucking that.
It's not water, though. It's more vegetable oil than anything else, I think. Anyway.
I am drinking a effervescent aqueous solution of disaccharides and flavoring.
Oh, Lord.
Did someone say dancing around the pole?
Well, listen, we're right at that hour mark for you. We do thank you once again for joining us. Do follow us on Twitter at AbundanceKnot. Join us at Facebook, facebook.com/abundance.knot. We look forward to hearing from you. Criticisms, positives, negatives. Say hi. I don't know.
Say bye. I don't know.
Say bye. If you vape, tell us what you're vaping. We want to know.
Tell us your favorite flavors. We may try them out.
Yeah.
There you go.
Flavor, where to get them. We'd love to get any information.
I hear unicorn puke is pretty good.
There is a flavor called unicorn puke.
Wow.
Yes.
Is it right next to the bear urine?
It's supposed to be very sugary and very whatever. I don't know. We could even discuss a potential vape giveaway. I don't know. It's a thought. But with that, we'll see you guys next time.
Wow. Keep on gaming.
That's a wrap.